Bank of Cardiff. This is Russell.
Hey, Russell. This is Joe from DK Builders. Just returning the phone call I got from you.
Oh, hey, Joe. How's it going? You said that was DK Builders?
Yeah. Yeah, you left me a message earlier this week.
Got it. Here, give me just a second here to look up your file.
Yeah, you said, you know, mentioned something about having me approved.
Yeah. Okay, I just pulled you up here. So we do have you pre-approved here with some equipment financing as well as working capital. That is actually up to $250,000. I believe this is actually based on your great borrowing history I think you had with Wells Fargo from a couple years back.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, does that sound familiar?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you caught me at a good time because we're kind of in the process of trying to put something together here.
Okay, so got it.
What kind of programs do you have? What kind of rates do you charge?
Well, so we have a couple different programs here. We do both the equipment financing as well as working capital. Equipment financing, you can think of like a traditional loan. I think of it like a car payment, you know, set up on 2 to 5 year terms with monthly payments, and typically rates start around the mid-single digits. Working capital is a fairly new program that lets you access more cash than a typical line of credit. We base that off of sales, too, so we're typically able to free up about 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales as unsecured cash. Which of these programs sounds like a better fit for what you're trying to do right now?
Okay, well, maybe a little bit of both. I mean, we're always looking at equipment, but primarily trying to get sort of like a line of credit in place. From the sounds of it, you know, you're saying like a percentage of my sales, is that something that, you know, you can give me a total amount and then I can kind of just draw as I need because that's what we're looking for?
Well, so with our working capital programs, we do take a look at your top line revenue and, so we can free up about 10 to 15% of that. What did your sales look like last year?
About 1.2 million.
Okay. And what do you think you're on track for this year?
Well, we're probably on pace for just about the same.
Okay, got it. So pretty steady from last year then?
Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, just so you know, based off of that, you know, if you're doing about 1.2, and we are, you know, typically able to free up that 10 to 15%, you know, we're going to look around 120 to 150,000 almost. So is that kind of what you're looking for, or is that what you need or what you want?
Well, I guess what we need is right about 250,000. So, you know, when you mentioned that in the voicemail, that's kind of what I'm why I called. You know, that's about the number that, you know, we need to have on hand to be able to, I guess, start our projects.
Okay, yeah, well, because we base that off of your DNB credit profile. You know, we do have the pre-approvals up to 250,000, but at that point, you know, we do have to take a look at your sales and see what you actually qualify for. And seeing that you're at that 1.2 mark, we, you know, as long as we go through this application process and send it to underwriting, you know, we can see how much we can actually get you approved for, and we can always work backwards from there. We try and get you the largest amount with the longest term, and then from there, you can basically take whatever you actually see fit for your business.
Okay, so, like, if, you know, maybe I don't need all 250,000 at one time, but, like, what I would like to do is have something, you know, usually our jobs cost something along the lines of like somewhere between 100 and 200, but, you know, I have cash on hand, but don't always have all of that. So I'm looking maybe like 50,000 at a time. So is it, you can get me approved and then, you know, say we're starting a project next month, I can just, you know, use the 50,000, pay that, and then have the rest remaining?
Yes, exactly. So you can pull the amount that you want, and then you're still going to be approved for that total that we have originally approved for. So say we do get you approved for, you know, 150,000, but you only want to take 50 at first, we can work with that. And then as soon as that kind of gets depleted, we can then pull back from that, you know, the 100K that's left over.
So can I take out 50 and then like another, like a week later, take another 50, or is that the setup? I'm trying to understand it here.
Yeah, that is how we do it. So we are able to, you know, depending on time frames here, able to let you pull out kind of piece by piece what you're looking for.
Okay, so you can approve me for, I guess, like a total amount based on my sales, and then I can pull against that as I need it.
Yes.
It's pretty much like a line of credit, because that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, very, very similar.
Okay, well, I guess what are the interest rates on that?
Well, so since we do have the multiple programs, but we are looking at working capital here, there are a few factors that are going to actually determine a definitive rate. We're not going to be able to actually give you that until we send it over to underwriting, along with your one-page application, as well as 6 months banks and your most recent tax return. We do have to look at your credit and everything to determine the actual rate we can qualify you for. But if we do start the application project, and I can shoot you over that, the application, we can, get things in the works and, see where we can go from there.
Well, I guess I just don't want to go through gathering all of my, documents and that sort of thing just to find out if something, one of these like 40% payday loans. I'm that's not what I'm looking for. I mean, what's the ballpark on what your average rates are like?
Well, so I said earlier here with the equipment financing, we usually are able to start from mid-single digits, and then working capital, since they are unsecured cash loans, we do start from there. It starts going up from that point.
Okay. Well, I mean, let's say I did like 100,000, and I have, average credit. How much is that going to cost me?
Well, so that's what I was just about to ask you. Is that how you rate your credit? There's good, bad, somewhere in the middle. You're saying average here?
Yeah, I'm pretty average. It's not great, but there's no major problems.
Okay, well, that's not an issue. We do have credit or programs that work with credit tiers from A to D, so we definitely can find a program that is fit for you. And it is basically based more off of sales. Credit is a factor, but it's more off of sales here. As long as you have good sales, we assume that you can cash flow the notes. Have you looked anywhere else for funding at this point?
We bank with our local bank, so we've gone there. We're still kind of waiting. It's a long process.
Yeah, so that's the thing is, they're going to take a long time to even tell you that you might not even be approved at that point. So that's why you're kind of looking for other funding at this point.
Yeah, I'd like to see what's available. I mean, like I said, I think you caught me at the right time just leaving that voicemail.
Okay, and now curiosity here, if, they don't get you approved, what's going to happen if you don't get that loan?
Well, we're going to, keep operating how we are. Like I said, we have some cash on hand, but it's not always enough to do multiple projects at once. So it limits what we're able to do. That's kind of why we're staying at that same 1.1, 1.2 year over year.
Yeah, and so what are you actually planning on using the funds for?
Oh, just, startup costs on our projects. We don't get paid until after they're done, so there's a cost that goes with it.
Okay, do you have an expected return on investment or ROI?
Our average project is usually around, $200,000 each.
Oh, okay. That's what you pay for them, or that's how much you'll get returned?
I guess it's kind of a mixture. I guess as far as like a return goes, I mean, we clear pretty well. Like for our initial costs on a project, we usually clear over 50% on that on the back end.
Oh, okay, great. And how soon are you going to need that by?
Well, we're always in need, so I guess the sooner the better. How long does it take with you guys to get an answer? I guess I still don't even really know what kind of, it's all going to depend on, how much it costs, so how long does that take to find out?
As soon as I get all the necessary documents, it is that one-page application, the 6 months banks, and your most recent tax return, we are able to get you approval in within as short time as 24 hours and then funded in as short as 48. As long as I get those documents as soon as possible, and then we can work from there. Is there a particular project you have coming up right now, or maybe a deadline you're working on for this next one?
No, it's just all kind of continuous. So I guess, I'd like to get something in place as soon as possible, but it'll be an ongoing thing. It's always, we're always, projects are overlapping constantly. So trying to find somebody that we can work with, not just like a one-time thing, but to go forward for a couple of years.
Yeah. And you said you've actually gone to your local bank looking for this a little bit earlier on. How long have you been considering taking on a loan like this?
We're going on about 2 months now. We went into the bank. They gave us a little rundown of what their programs are. We went back. They gave us a bunch of homework, and we're in that application process now. Not too sure what they're going to have for us.
Yeah. Do you have any expectation on time frame when they might be able to get you an answer on your approval?
Probably in the next couple of weeks. I'm hoping maybe 2 weeks max.
Okay, and you also said earlier that you might be looking at getting some equipment as well. Are you interested in both the equipment financing as well as working capital, or are you going to try and pay for that equipment through the working capital loan as well?
No, the We're looking for the credit or the cash right now, just for it's more like labor and materials, that sort of thing. When we get our equipment, we either pay for it in full or we'll finance it.
Okay. Well, from the sound of it, working capital seems to be the best fit for what you're trying to do right now. So if you do have a good email for me to shoot you over that application package, I can definitely get started on your file as soon as possible. What's a good email for you?
Yeah, you can send it to jdk@gmail.com.
Okay, give me just a moment. And then, yeah, just another quick question. Do you guys take credit cards as well?
No, we don't.
Okay, that makes things a little easier here.
Is this one of those credit card, you guys do those credit card loans, were they?
Well, it depends on if you do have, you know, your credit card sales over 20%, we do require merchant statements. If that's the case, then yeah, we do kind of have particular programs that can put that into play and use your credit card sales to help with the payback.
Okay, yeah, that's not going to be us. Now, are you guys a direct lender? I mean, I know it says Bank of Cardiff, but I've heard of a lot of these different things where, you know, you apply and they end up sending you to a bunch of other, I guess.
So we are a direct lender here, but if we aren't able to get you the best rate, we do shoot it over to some of our affiliate lenders as well, just to see if we can get you the best deal. But we try to do direct lending here, but, you know, as long as we aren't able to get you the best case scenario rate, we do look elsewhere to try and help you out the best we can.
Okay. Well, I guess from your experience, does it seem like I'm somebody that would qualify for your programs, or does it look more like you're going to send it somewhere else?
Well, from the looks of it, you say that you do have pretty decent credit here. You know, the national average is about 680, 690. Would you say you're above that?
I think last time I saw it was about a 685.
Okay, so that is right about average. So from there, I would say that we can possibly get you qualified for some of our better working capital programs. You do seem to have, you know, pretty good use of funds here. Your ROI sounds like it's definitely going to be, you know, not as risky as some of our other lending. So I think we might be able to get you set up on a pretty good program here through us.
Okay, yeah, because, you know, I just don't want my credit to be ran all over town.
Just
going to be you just look at it once, right?
Yeah, so what we do here is once we do have all of that information and send it over to underwriting, we do what's called a soft pull, so it doesn't have a major, you know, decline on your credit score whatsoever. But we do have to take a look at your credit. It is part of the process. You know, there's particular cases, just, you know, particular scenarios where, you know, we do come across people who can't lend to legally just, you know, because they have so much debt already. So it's just a part of the process.
Okay. I mean, I have my Experian report. Can I just send that over to you? Because, I mean, it might be it, or at least maybe I'll send that to you and you can at least tell me if I qualify for your programs, because I don't want to have it pulled unnecessarily.
Well, you can definitely send that over to me along with your application package. And then when I send it over to underwriting, you know, they can take a look at that and we'll be able to get you an answer on whether that works or not as soon as I can send it over to them. I'm actually not over on that side of things, so I'm not quite sure.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, I guess what's the next step here?
Okay, well, I'll be sure to send you over an email right now with that application process with the documents that we require. You know, it's looking like you're requesting somewhere along the lines of $150,000 to $200,000 in a working capital loan. Sounds like you want it relatively quickly, so the sooner the better that you can send me all those documents, we can get you that approval and hopefully get you funded in as short as 48 hours, as long as you get me those documents today.
Okay, well, I might not be able to get them today. We'd probably be looking at something more along the lines of Monday.
Okay, well, is Monday maybe a good time for me to follow up with you then? I can give you a phone call and just see where, you know, the status is on the application package.
Yeah, I'll try to send it over to you, like, maybe the weekend, so you can check in with me, like, Monday afternoon, give me some feedback.
Okay, great. Is there a good time on Monday for me to give you a call around noon?
Maybe around 1 o'clock.
Okay, sounds good. Well, I'll definitely give you a call around 1 o'clock, and then I'll get that application package set up right now and email it over to you as soon as possible.
Okay, cool. Thanks a lot.
All right. Good talking with you, and, yeah, like I said, the sooner that it gets over to here, we can get you approved as soon as possible and have you funded as well.
Gotcha. I'll send it over your way.
All right. Have a good one, Joe.
All right. Thanks.
Bye.